Hello and welcome to G.L. Horton's Stage Page. Today is Sunday, the 5th of August, 2007. Gerlin is still away. The ICWP retreat has broken up, the many ladies going their various ways, and my audience grew as soon as they got home. I guess that shows me who my audience is, eh? Gerlin went straight from Columbus to near Toledo to attend her high school reunion. She says it was a good time. Before she left, an email came to g.l.horton@mindspring.com asking permission to do her play Partners next spring. Lots of notice. We may even go to England to see it. She said yes, of course. Jonathan Donahue agreed to read the lead role in an excerpt from the play. Gerlin and I filled in the other roles. I spoke to Jonathan before we started that recording. So, Jonathan, it's been almost a year since you've been with us. What have you been doing?
Well, I've been in several films. I was in a film called I Just Want to Eat My Sandwich, directed by Julia Radoscia, which has gotten accepted into several film festivals. I was in a film called The Collector. I had the lead role in that. That was just a locally made thing also. And I was in the Boston 12-hour film race, a small film in that competition, which was shown at the Brattle Theater. We didn't win, but it was fun. And I was an extra. I had a non-speaking role in a film out in Los Angeles directed by Michael Monks. I did get to interact with the main character non-verbally, but that was a good time. And then I was also an extra in Denzel Washington's The Great Debaters, which was just shot last week. So, trying to keep busy.
That sounds very busy. That's a lot more work than most actors get in a typical year. Of course, most actors that I hear about, they get to star and they get the $1 million. I expect you're probably not getting quite that much, but then work is work.
Yeah, I find that it's not that hard to get unpaid work around here. If you're looking for paid work, then it's a little more challenging. I have an audition next week to do some industrial type videos, which would be paying gigs, and I'm really hoping to get in those, as unglamorous as they may be.
Yes, you don't want to be stereotyped as Johnny's Cookies when Fred's Cookies wants to hire somebody.
Right. But, you know, it's good experience and a little extra money never hurts.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Here we are, children. Voila!
Don't wait for me to start on that champagne, gentlemen.
Shall we?
By all means.
It doesn't seem right starting without the lady, but then all the little gestures of femininity are gone, aren't they? The cues for courtliness. They used to wait and smile over one shoulder to let you know it was your place to open the door.
Now it's your place or mine.
You young fellows can't imagine. The straightening of the stocking seam, how innocently seductive that was. Little hats with flirtatious veils, teetery heels.
Those spikes may be coming back. My secretary's got a pair.
Nice.
Very nice. She's got legs, too.
That's what the shoes are for.
Of course. Terry's got legs, even without the shoes, if you know what I mean.
I didn't think I was supposed to. I guess that's what I miss about the old days. Even in the office, you felt the women wanted you to notice, in a gentlemanly way.
Battle jackets, business suits, women are women.
God bless them. I'm glad you could come by for our little celebration, Mr. Mallory.
I am definitely ready to celebrate.
Shouldn't we slow down?
Terry won't mind. She's a one-glass girl.
To Teresa, then.
Onward and upward.
There were some very surprised gentlemen at the meeting this afternoon.
Terry's abilities are no surprise to me, sir. I checked her out thoroughly before I took out a license on her.
Well, I was hoping to have a moment alone here with you, because I'm privy to a bit of scuttlebutt that may concern you. All in the family, nothing official, but I happen to know that if Walter likes the way her project shapes up, he may offer Teresa a chance to put it into operation. Heading up the West Coast office, have you thought about a move of that kind? What it would mean in terms of your own career?
I'm not looking forward to relocating, but I've done some private consulting right along, so it's just a question of shifting gears.
Won't it mean an income setback for you?
Sure, but we can afford it. This is exciting. I mean, hey, I'd kind of hope to be one of the top guys in my field myself someday. But so what? One of hundreds? But if Terry makes it, she'll be one for the books, right? How many women have had a shot at it?
In our business? None.
So it's worth the gamble, I'd say. It's not like I'm not used to being hauled around the country. My dad was an engineer. Every time a contract ran out or he got a better offer, my mom had to yank us kids out of school and start all over in a new town.
If you and Teresa had children, I'd advise against it.
Way the game's set up, isn't it? Ride on the Reading, advance to Park Place.
I don't know why corporations put their employees through this. This rite of passage. Pulling up roots is disorienting. It's painful. Well, maybe for some men the change is tonic, but for children? For women?
My theory says that if a woman can get from her husband the kind of support a man would get, she'll be able to sail right through.
That's a remarkably philosophical attitude.
I can afford to be philosophical. Terry makes more than I do.
You don't mind that?
Hell no. Does that mean there's something wrong with me?
I'm not the man to ask. My wife had money, and I must say, I enjoyed that. A wonderful woman who could have had anyone, or maintained herself in solitary splendor. Harriet picked me, but I've always had a weakness for strong women.
Me too. I had a hopeless crush on my second grade teacher.
My first love was Miss Amelia Ashbury, who taught Wednesday Bible class. She wore boxy hats and white gloves and was very moral and very pretty.
After Mrs. Pratt, there was Susie Linker, who had red hair and freckles. She was 4 inches taller than me, the smartest kid in fourth grade. And man, could she jump rope. How many kisses did she get? 96, 97, 98? Wow. I used to stand in the outfield on the boys' side, trying not to think about the humiliation that was coming up when I got my turn at bat, and I'd fantasize about being on the girls' side with Susie, playing hopscotch or Chinese handball.
Chinese handball?
You throw the ball up and go through a routine. Clap C's, whirl around. You try.
Like this?
60s go under the leg. Economy, elegance, like Tai Chi.
Elegance. I suppose there's more of this now that Jim is co-ed.
Nah. Girls play football and soccer now. We only played with girls when it rained. We'd go in the auditorium for Red Rover. I loved Red Rover. If you hit the line just right, you could bring down a whole heap of little girls right on top of you.
I hope you don't mind my sounding you out. I've become very fond of Teresa. But I sometimes feel you ambitious young people are on the wrong track. The older I get, the more I realize the days I remember are the wasted ones. Idle days just pottering around. The time my daughter Ellen and I watched our Labrador give birth to 9 puppies. My wife in her garden. Harriet and I always had an understanding that, oh, here's the young lady of the hour.
Goodies!
Caviar. Pâté. The perks at this level are very impressive.
For you, to marriage. A blessed institution.
What's this?
I was just telling Barton that he's twice blessed. Fortunate in his wife, and wise enough to appreciate that he is.
I appreciate a lady whose value is likely to appreciate.
Is it going to happen? Am I going to get it?
I wouldn't invest too much in local real estate if I were you.
Oh, Bart! I bet John would just ask your permission.
I told him I was ready to start packing.
There's no accounting for taste, is there? For me, such news would be a death sentence. My family couldn't live in any place but Boston. But I suspect you've heard that story.
What story?
Stillwater's Retreat. Part of the office lore. How the Altshulers decided the son-in-law was ready for his big chance, sent him out to Denver. Within a year, he was right back in Boston, his tail between his legs, never to be heard from again. Wisest move I've ever made, really. Harriet and the girls hated Denver. If I'd stayed on there, I think we'd have begun to hate each other.
You have girls?
4 of them. Family kept hoping for a son to go into the firm, but I'm satisfied. A household of daughters is a house full of joy.
I'd like to have that. Daughters by the lapful.
If they take after Teresa, they won't be like my girls. Not one of them knows enough math to balance her checkbook. However, they have Harriet's musical ear and eye, thank God. Beauty, sensitivity, charm. What a bleak world this will be when ladies all desert their posts for commerce.
Don't you think Terry has charm?
Oh, of course she does. But you and I, or anyone, can have charm. The old-fashioned lady creates charm.
Well, I want to create something more tangible. Grease the wheels of industry. Up the gross national product.
And I want to create the superwoman who does it.
Another toast?
To my husband.
Partners.
Up the gross!
That's going to have to be it for this week. GL will be back soon and I can start editing the discussion she recorded there. Says she has half an hour of material. That will give us time to get some more local actors to record with us here. And time for you to read something to prove you are a better actor than I am. Until next week. This production is the creation and property of David Meyer in association with G.L. Horton and the www.stagepage.info website. It may be redistributed in whole or in part only with credit given and with notice sent to davidmeyer@mac.com. Our music is from the Free Play Music Library, license granted through Apple's.mac program.